Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. This is going to be a ton. I'm actually going to be recording this for a podcast, but I'm going to be posting this also to our Facebook group for our community who are coming to Funnel Hacking Live to introduce you to the most amazing woman in the world, my dear friend, Ms. Jamie Cross. Jamie, welcome.
Thanks, Dave. So great to be here.
I am so excited. We were going to do this earlier as she just came home from the dentist, and she was like, I'm still a little numb right now.
Half my face was like immobile.
So she was kind enough to reschedule, and we're super excited to have her here. For those of you guys who don't know Jamie, for one, she has an amazing product, MIG soap. It's one of my favorites. I love using it myself. Her whole man line is awesome. My wife loves all of your other amazing scents, especially the balms for evening is what helps her relax before she goes to bed. And it's just, anyways, cool, cool products. But the part I love most is you actually have been able to take a product that you were selling really at flea markets and everything else, mm-hmm. online, and now the next phase is basically making a network marketing company out of it. I mean, ran the whole gamut. So I'm going to stop talking and let you just kind of tell people about MIG soap, the Her Effect, where you started, and kind of where you're going now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've just celebrated 9 years in business, which is super exciting, and started out with wholesale retail, did farmers markets for 4 years, and then found Russell when I was ready to scale online. And thanks to ClickFunnels and just the amazing expert secrets and the amazing strategies, we were able to go from farmers markets to scaling to a million in 6 months. And then now we've done over 5 million in the 2 years that we've been using funnels. So with soap and lotion, anything is possible, guys. e-commerce, there's really no limit. And everything that Russell teaches is applicable to the e-commerce model. And now, of course, for anybody that doesn't know my story, it started because I asked God for $1 billion idea. So I really wanted to discover, you know, how are we going to get to that billion and beyond? And so we decided that the network marketing model would be the best one because we can make a huge impact, help other stay-at-home moms set their families free. And then with the Her Effect, we're going to use that for the training system. So we're really going to take people through an amazing process, not just as developing, you know, business owners, but in the seven pillars of a woman, which is what I call it. So it's really mind, body, soul stuff.
I love it. I'm so excited. So for those of you guys who are coming to Funnel Hacking Live, if you haven't gotten your tickets, go to funnelhackinglive.com, get your tickets. Most importantly, you're going to want to be there because you have the opportunity of sitting down with Jamie at one of our round tables where she's going to be our roundtable host to literally ask her any question at all. So what would be some of the things? Put yourself back. It's crazy to me. It's been 9 years. I've really known you for the last two and a half, 3 years during this crazy ride that you've gone through. Mm-hmm. But I remember your very first Funnel Hacking Live. And if you don't mind, kind of take people back to how that was for you. And if you were to go back to that, what would be some of the things you'd be encouraging people who are coming for their first time?
Absolutely. So I remember seeing all the ads, you know, you're one funnel away. And I was in a really lonely place in my life. I had just had our fourth baby. He had been hospitalized. I'd spent like 7 months on bed rest, hemorrhaging. And it was really like, I had to push through that and get our business to grow. And so when I jumped on the plane and headed to FHL, it was all about like, what is this whole funnel thing? And can I make it work for my business? And going to Funnel Hacking Live was the ultimate, it's what helped me see, wow, this can actually work for me. And I saw other people on the stage telling their stories, and I could see, wow, this is really going to work for me. And so it was pivotal for me to get there to that event. And I remember seeing Tony Robbins, and there was this one particular moment, it was towards the end of the event, and he was like, everybody stand up. And of course, everybody's like, oh, I don't want to stand up. You know, I don't want to do the whole activation thing. He's like, everybody stand up and turn to your neighbor and imagine this moment that you've been dreaming about for years and years and years. And so I had everybody close their eyes. And I remember I closed my eyes and I imagined this moment that my husband and I had been talking about for years, where we would buy our farm and our kids would be able to play outside on our land. And so I imagined my little boy's feet like hitting the grass for the first time. And something happened. I remember he said, open your eyes and imagine that moment just took place. And I connected the success of my funnels and like, this is going to work, to this dream. And we just all, it was me and Rachel Peterson. We were like screaming like, oh my gosh, our dream just came true. And so I came back from the event on fire, and it took me 3 months to really go through the process of building the funnel, figuring out my copy, tweaking my offer. But when we did, it was like lighting a match and starting a wildfire. And we just grew so quickly from there. So many people have questions about e-commerce and funnels, and I really want to help people understand how simple it is. And there's a process that's very simple, and just applying, you know, whatever it is that you're selling can be sold through funnels and using Russell's Perfect Webinar. And so I would just love to answer any of those questions that people have at the table.
I love it. I think the part that I'm most excited about is just watching your growth. And I love being with you in Denver at Unlock the Secrets this summer and seeing you with your kids. Yeah. And if you don't mind, just kind of talk a little bit about how it is as far as being a mom, mm-hmm. running a massive 7-figure business, who is now scaling to soon 8 and possibly 9 figures in the near future.
Yes.
What is that like? What's that like?
Yeah. So, you know, especially women, they ask me, how do you find balance? And I'm like, there's no such thing.
You don't tell my wife that all the time.
Yeah. You don't get to have a business and balance. What you have to do is just keep taking action. Action creates clarity. Action cures fear. And I actually incorporate my kids into our journey. And so the boys come to the shop with me. They know that anything they want to buy, they can earn money for it. And so they're learning work ethic, and they learn character and hard work. And they come in and they submit a proposal. Hey, I'll do this job for you, mom. I'll do 100 of these lids for this price, and we'll negotiate. And so, but now they'll go in without me, and the team, my staff are like, man, your kids are hard workers. And so it's such a great time to, you don't have to be a mom or a business owner or a corporate person and a business owner. Like you can do it all. And there's no limitation. And I feel like I found my people too within Funnel Hacking Live and within the ClickFunnels community, because there's so many people who are like me, you know, the crazy ones, the round peg with a square hole. And it's just been really awesome to be surrounded by people and like having a mentor like Russell, and getting to hang out with people like you, Dave. It's been wonderful. It's been amazing.
Well, I love it. As you take a look at that experience, this will be your third Funnel Hacking Live. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you went the first year, fourth one. So the first year you came back the next year as a 2 Comma Club Award winner.
Yep.
And what's that journey been like from hitting that first million to where now? I think the hardest part, because we have a lot of people who get stuck in that 1 to 2, 1 to 3 million. I know I was there for years thinking, gosh, I can't break through that. What have you done to go? Because crossing through from 3 to 5 is a massive, it's a mind shift, it's a business shift, it's a system shift. What are some of the things that you've done to make that type of a transition?
Oh my goodness, such great questions. And it's right, you're right. I mean, every bit of transformation that has to happen has to happen. And so you have to become a different entrepreneur. The person I was when I started this company, or even when our first million happened, is not the same person or entrepreneur that I am today. We do our own manufacturing, we do our own shipping. So we've had to create and evolve our systems and invest heavily. So actually, you know, I took money that could have been profit, and I invested in the growth, the future growth. So like I was hiring people to replace jobs that were draining me so that I could focus on the growth of the company, which cost us, it was an investment, but it's paid off. Like we went from doing 1.9 million that first year to now we've almost doubled that in our second year, because I was constantly thinking about the future and investing in the future. And so hiring is a really big thing. We took our marketing team from agency to in-house. So I have my own people. I'm really big on big picture, long-term, you know, creating an amazing culture and having a team surrounding me. And so for me, it's been about who are my who's, where do I find these people? And so hiring is a big thing. And then, just like I said, just investing in the growth, not being afraid to go all in with expansion, and knowing that if I hire these people, if I throw more money into marketing, that it's going to pay off. If I hire that mentor or pay for Inner Circle, whatever it is, it's going to be worth it. So we've been able to grow exponentially because of the investment and just taking the time to think through systems and processes, and having our own team has been huge.
Man, I love that. I know that, I think it's the hardest part of some of those first hires. And I look at business in 1s, 3s, and 7s. It's like, it's that first $1,000 you make online, then it's 3,000 and 7,000 and 10,000, 30, 70, 100, 300, 700, million, 3 million, 7 million. And it keeps going. It's, yeah. And every single time it changes. And so I remember, like, the very first time I made my first money online, it was like the biggest light bulb that went off. Like, this actually works. And I'm sure I probably spent 10 times as much as the money I brought in, but just to get that proof of concept that it worked.
And, yes.
And I just, that was like the most magical moment. I remember talking to my wife, and we went out, I think we went out to dinner, and I think it was Chewy's, which it might've cost us $15 for dinner that night. but it was that, it was the coolest thing for me, because it was like, this really worked. And I think back on that time. For a lot of people, when they're coming to Funnel Hacking Life, they're still wondering, does it really work? Is this one funnel away thing really true? Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind, kind of go back to where you were selling in the farmers markets and thinking, how do I take this to go online? What did it take to make that transition? Because a lot of people with physical products think it's so much easier just to sell it face to face, belly to belly. How'd you make that transition?
Oh, that's such a great question. And that was part of my process. How do you take a product that I've been calling people into my table, giving them hand massages, they get to feel and touch and smell. How do I make that same product come alive online? And that's where copywriting is so valuable. And video, like I started doing the perfect webinar live every week, because Russell said in his book, you know, if you do this perfect webinar every week for a year, you'll make $1 million. And I was like, I need to make $1 million. That has to happen. And so you can actually go back to the 2015 or 2017 Facebook videos and see really how grassroots I was in this whole video thing. But I would go back and watch my videos and see where I was losing energy or how I need to change my intonation. And it was a very, like, almost like going back and watching your play-by-plays, you know. And so it was a very rigorous, like, fail forward process. I didn't know how to do anything online at all. I was completely, like, new to all of that. And I was able to build my funnel and launch it and make money from it. So if I can do it, anybody can do it, honestly. But it was literally, and just being able to, people use words like natural, and the organic skincare industry is so saturated with these words that go in one ear and out the other in the marketplace. So I spent a lot of time thinking through how can we tell the story in such a way that makes these ideas come to life. So people are actually reading our copy and they're having an experience and they're imagining themselves using our products. And then they're like, oh my goodness. And then they see my video now and it's like, I've been doing skincare wrong my whole life. I need to try this stuff. But that was a process. And so investing in either being able to be a good copywriter, or like investing in a good copywriter, is a really big thing. Cause with the internet, that's like everything. Either you're really good on video or you have really good copy, or you have both. You probably need both.
I love that. I know for me, when I first started, the hardest thing was to put trust in somebody else. Mm. And scaling a business is, especially when it's your baby. I mean, you've been growing this for 9 years. That's a long, long time. It literally is. I think you have kids who are younger than that.
Yeah. So, and all of that. Yeah.
So in growing this thing, I know, at least for me, that first hire was like the scariest thing. What was it like for you?
It was like a breath of fresh air. Cause I'm like, and so for us, Nathan and we had like a couple friends and a couple employees who were like helping with farmers markets and stuff like that. But when our funnel started converting, we were making product, filling product, labeling product, shipping product. I was answering the phones while I was like filling boxes, and we were growing like crazy. I mean, we did $1 million in that first 6 months with funnels. So for me, it was like, I need to hire somebody to come and help me start ship boxes. And then I think the hardest one was when I started handing my formulations over to somebody and saying, okay, the products I've been making this whole time that I know are perfect, now I'm going to entrust that and train you how to do it. That was probably the hardest one, but it's just become easier and easier and easier, because you can't, if you want to grow, you have to replace yourself. You just have to. There's no other way around it. You have to grow a backbone. That's another big thing, is like confronting your own demons. And there's a lot of like, just, you have to grow a team. You have to be able to say, hey, we're not going to do it this way. We have to do it that way. Here's our culture. Like, you're constantly like creating a trust environment, but conflict is like a regular part of building a business. So growing a backbone is like a really, read leadership books, like figure out how to handle people. Cause that's a big thing.
Oh my gosh. That is so true. I think this last year has probably been the thing I've spent the most personal development time on, is leadership and reading books and scaling that. Because you're right, especially as you're building a culture and a community, they look to you. They look to you from a leadership standpoint. And it's hard at times, at least for me, I look at, there's sometimes you bring people on and they literally, they won't do anything without your approval. And I'm like, a 10,000 foot manager. I expect you got to go do stuff. I am not a micromanager at all.
Me neither. Yes, that's actually, I would say, when you, like, I realized probably in the last year, I'm like, I'm not a manager. I'm a visionary. And it's okay not to be the one to go in and run the staff meetings and do the day-to-day management stuff. Like, find somebody who loves to coach and manage people. Because typically, from what I've seen, you know, we're not the ones doing that. And it's okay. You don't have to be that manager person.
Oh, I totally agree. Totally agree with you on that. Yeah. Again, I want so bad. I wish I had like hours, because I want everyone just to go to your table and talk to you. You have such energy. And I think the part I love most about you, Jamie, is you've been a person who's been literally grassroots from the ground, building this yourself, building a team, scaling to seven figures, soon to eight figures. And a lot of times people look at you and go, well, it was just easy for her. It was different. And I know a lot of the backstory that I wish I could tell everybody right now, but realize, yeah. I mean, what would be the, as you're sitting there talking to people, how do you help them understand that, you know what, I went through a lot of the same stuff that you're going through? How do you convey that to people?
Yeah. You know, I think people feel like it's got to be done a certain way, or here's the rule book for building a business. But every entrepreneur has their own story and their own journey. I remember for me, it was like Nathan had a full-time job. He was working weekends and doing all these other things. And so many times, like the boys would go to bed, Nathan would go to bed, and my day would start, because I was like going back to the drawing board with my formulations, trying to figure out how to build a business and how to become an entrepreneur. And so I would say, like, the only rule is to never stop and to just keep going. And to tap into resources, like read Russell's book. All I did was I read every single word in his book and I highlighted it and said, he said to do it this way. This is his story. I would replace his with mine. And I just went out and did it. And I didn't stop until what he was saying worked for me. I believed, if you can replace any doubt you have with envisioning the outcome with belief, like, you'll become unstoppable. But I'm telling you, there's a price to pay, and I've been through every bit of garbage.
I know you have.
But it's worth it. It's worth it. And just do it. Just get out there and do it.
I love it. I think that's the part I enjoy most. Anytime I deal with business owners or entrepreneurs like yourself who have those battle scars, who've been out there and really in the battlefield of business and entrepreneurship, that it's so much easier to connect with you because you're so real and you're so personal. And I think, again, I'm hoping that anybody who's watching this or listening to this, that as you come to Funnel Hacking Live, you have the opportunity of sitting down and talking with Jamie, because you'll have that opportunity to actually feel her love and her passion, her connection, not only for her business, but for her family, for her husband, for her boys. And I think for me, that's what's the coolest thing for me about people like you, Jamie, who have actually been out there and doing it, is because you're so real. And yeah, I think too often people put up these whole clouds or facades of what it's really like, and you're just so open and honest. So again, anyone's watching this, I hope you come to go get your ticket at funnelhackinglive.com. Most importantly, spend time with Jamie. Yes. I want you to be at her round table. Ask her questions, connect with her. She's the most giving person in the world, and you'll just have the opportunity of just capturing some of her enthusiasm for what she does that you can use in your own life. So again,
do it.
I wish I wish we had more time here, Jamie. Anything you want to say about the Her Effect or your business and where it's going now?
Yeah, you know, the whole process of going from one business model to another has been awesome. And just always be thinking about what do people need and how are we going to be different? And so this has been exciting of like taking these visions and ideas I've had for all these years. And now it's like, wow, we're landing now. So yeah, just follow us, join our journey. It's awesome.
So where's the best place for them to connect with you?
They can come to thehereffect.com and migsoap.com.
So it's the Her Effect and migsoap.com. So we'll post that down below on Facebook Live here. Again, if you're at Funnel Hacking Live, you can talk to her specifically about this. And again, if you're listening to this on the podcast, I'll make sure it's in the show notes there as well. Jamie, awesome. Thank you so much. Can't thank you enough for all that you do for our community, but most of all, for your example, your leadership and your business. I'm so excited to see where it goes next.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's been awesome talking.
We'll see you.